you know, he went through the concussion protocol there, so we'll just have to play that one by ear. Have not heard anything on that. Other than that, we came out of it healthy. Very pleased about that. Very pleased about really most everything about the game. I mean, I like the way we played. I like how we played. Just didn't like the four returns for touchdowns. And the next time that happens, it needs to be us doing that, you know, rather than them. So that was obviously the difference in the game.
So because this is a preseason game, you can probably look at the positives more than the negatives at this point?
I mean, Stan, I really put a gauge on, like what we're going to take a look at more, as you know. You know what I mean? I mean, I just think we'll look at the tape and try to evaluate players, right? You know, and who we like and who we don't like and who played well and who didn't play well and who made smart decisions and who didn't. But the blocking was good, right? The run defense was good. The pass defense was good. The pass game was good, except when we threw it to their guys, you know. I like a lot of what happened out there. So I guess I'm answering yes to your question, but you know how that goes. Marshall from what I could tell did well. It's hard to see him from where I'm at, but it seemed like he was solid in there while he was in there. And I could see Ladarius a little better, and I thought he moved well and looked good, you know, and played well. So that was good to see. Those are big pluses for us.
John, how about Brandon, the way he's emerging quickly with Joe?
Brandon Stokely, right. Yeah, it looked like on third down, those guys, you know, I mean, he runs great routes, you know, and he does a great job of getting loose and getting open against pretty much every coverage. It was good to see, yeah.
What can you say about the game Marlon Brown had tonight? And can you go back and kind of go through the process by which he landed Baltimore?
The process. That's a long story, you know. You doing a, like a feature story on Marlon Brown or what? He's a rookie free agent. We recruited him like crazy. He decided to go to Houston instead of coming here. Then something happened in Houston, which I have no idea what it was, or that nothing I could really comment on. And then he came here, and we really liked him, you know, from the beginning. He was a guy when we first saw him on tape, and you know, I saw him, and he jumped off the tape, but he had the ACL, and that was obviously something that was tough. But he's come back from that thing very quickly, and he's playing well. That's all I can think of at this time.
John, the interception, it was kind of a miscommunication with Joe and
Tanner. Which one?
The one intended for Tandon, and the guy took him.
Yeah, that was a miscommunication on a site adjustment. So Joe was throwing the site. Tandon obviously was not running the site, and that's what happens when that happens.
Pleased with how your defense played overall. I mean, weren't on the field a whole lot in the first half because of slim returns.
And because of the fact that they got off the field, too. So if you want to take a little more of a positive spin, you know, that would be good, too. I thought they played well. You know, I thought we stopped the run. That was a goal, definitely a goal going in. We got good pressure on the quarterback throughout the game. Got a lot of hits, I believe. Looking forward to seeing that on tape. And I thought our corners played well. You know, I mean, I'm waiting for the Jimmy Smith question. Got one for me? Huh?
Jimmy Smith played.
Thank you. Jimmy Smith played very well, and he was physical at the line, and they've got excellent receivers over there, and I thought he did a nice job. Thanks for asking. Can't always ask when you don't think he plays well, right?
John, you have a lot of receivers fighting for jobs.
Right.
I know you haven't gone over the tape, but from what you saw out there, was there some separation, do you think, some clarity?
You know, it wouldn't be fair right now to make any statements. I'm happy with all those guys, and all just as frank as I can be. Don't call me Frank, though, right? I never use that word. I never say to be Frank. I don't even know any Franks. But what were we talking about? Did I dodge that question? I think they all played well. I really do. I don't have any problem with any of those guys. We have a bunch of guys. You know, we have a bunch of guys that are probably going to play very well in this league over the next few years. They aren't going to all be here, but they're going to play somewhere. And I'm really kind of happy with where we're at with those guys. And today was, you probably saw today some of the things that we've been seeing in practice for the last few weeks. And I'm glad you got a chance to see those things.
John, now that this one's over, how eager are you for the preseason to end in the regular season?
Yeah, you know, yes and no, because I told the team we're preparing for two games. We're preparing, you know, for St. Louis, and we're preparing for Denver. And it's really been that way throughout training camp. It always is. You prepare for the games at hand, but you're also preparing for the season. St. Louis is going to be a very important game for a lot of guys. It's going to be, there will still be jobs that won't be decided when we go to St. Louis, and some guys will have to, you know, some guys will have an opportunity to earn some spots. So that's still going to be big for us.
I know it's tough to probably get a great assessment of him without looking at the tape, but were you able to see it all, what Geno did and how he played?
It felt good. Yeah, that's a, man, I'm not sure specifically, but it just felt good. We seemed solid up inside when he was in there for the most part. But until you see the tape, you never know for sure.
John, a lot of people look at the interceptions for Joe, just the number of them in the preseason, and wonder, you know, what's going on. Is it a matter of just preseason and going through the, you know, working out the kinks? Do you think that's a matter with the interceptions?
Well, I think it is that, because Joe is not one to throw a lot of interceptions, as we all know. So, but also, we'll be concerned about him. Joe, more than anybody, we'll take a hard look at him with Jim and with Craig Verstig, and we'll assess just where we're at with him. But a lot of that, he's probably trying to get a feel for guys. I can't say if everybody was exactly where they were supposed to be on the routes or not. That's the stuff we'll look at. But Joe will be the first to take responsibility. You know, he's always been that way. But I do not expect that to be an issue this year, but we've got to make sure it's not.
Anybody else we should ask you about?
Not off the top of my head, but thank you. Well, there's a lot of guys who played tight end, if you want to ask about one of those guys.
Shanko had a good grab.
Shanko had a nice – he played well. He had the third down grab, got upfield. You know, it's interesting. He hasn't really been known as a blocking tight end per se, but he's blocked very well. I think he's really fought in there as a blocker. And, you know, Billy, we know what he does as a blocker, did a nice job. Dallas, it seemed like he just didn't get too many opportunities. I don't know how many catches he had tonight. Did he have any? Yeah. So that's why it didn't seem like he had too many. But I think he had the one seam route that was a little high, would have been a really tough grab. So, you know, I would have loved to have seen him get a chance, but sometimes the coverage just doesn't allow that. So, okay, great, thanks.